Hello there. I'm George Putnam. I'd like to begin with a fact, a simple yet shocking fact. It is this. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I'll have Friday on my mind.
I woke up right early this morning. My little girl was not inside.
Once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
I'm gonna kill you, mama.
of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion, abnormal sex, crime, and violence. Sex deviation have always been with mankind. But now consider another fact. Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth. Unnatural sex acts. Unnatural sex acts. Unnatural sex acts. In the past few years, this obscenity traffic and salacious newsstand literature have become increasingly worse, not only in content, but in volume. Obscene literature is a $2 billion a year business. That's $2 billion. Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet. He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants. Psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country. But through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. Perversion for profit. Once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
We'll be right back.
She is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants. Psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country. They glorify unnatural sex acts. They tell youngsters that it's smart, it's thrilling, it provides kicks to be a homosexual and every other kind of deviant.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I rise. Feel good from my morning to the end of the day, to the end.
decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
Way to turn, I'm so crazy about you. I don't know which way to turn, 'cause I love someone else too. Help me find a way, a way out today, 'cause I don't know which way to turn.
My friends, I wish to make it clear that the obscenity I'm talking about and the examples that I'm about to show you were not bought on the sly from under the counter. They were not purchased on Skid Row or on the other side of the tracks. They can be bought openly by anyone in drugstores, groceries, delicatessens, terminals, malt shops, cigar stores, newsstands, all over the community. They can be purchased by children, whether in a small town like McAllen and the Rio Grande, or in Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles.
Thank you.
prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines. These highly colorful magazines picture stark nudity on slick paper. They often present their subject on bed or couch, in positions indicative of intercourse or other sex acts. We'll be right back. nakedness, the nudity of these magazines is defended and foisted upon the people by a vociferous minority in our society. Covered the pictures and disguised the identity of the models. But actually, these magazines not only display complete nudity, but they do so in a perverted manner.
Is ready.
such as these shots, which are typical of the preoccupation with the female breast, to a point that it has become a fetish. And this one, with its overtones of bestiality, and with lesbian implications. Another important problem common to these publications is the dwelling upon teenage participation in wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex. We come to nudist magazines. If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist. Their circulation would not support the cost of printing. Group exposure is a hallmark of these cultists. However, it's been well stated that very few blind people join the nudist colony. Psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure of even the normal male adult to this type of publication will nevertheless pervert. Think then of the consequences to the inexperienced youth who, in purchasing and studying this material, becomes a pawn for these misfits. Sadism, strange flagellation cults, erotic confessions of a sadist. What is fetishism? The pleasure of pain, the worship of the whip, sexual problems of a masochist, how to buy a whipping, famous transvestites, are cross-dressers afraid of sex? These titles lead us to an even more bizarre but nevertheless common product of our news rack.
Wanna flirt?
Here again, an appeal to the sodomist with a play upon the buttocks, the laced leather garment, and outlusting the lustiest of animals.
Aucun garçon au monde n'échappait à ta loi. L'orgueil parlait dans tous tes gestes et dans ta voix. Mais à ce jeu-là, tu as perdu car pour une fois, il se trouverait sur mon chemin. Il m'a tendu la main. Souvent le grand amour vient quand on s'y attend le moins. Pour ce garçon, je suis la plus belle. Et crois-moi pour toujours. Car je sais qu'il voit avec les yeux de l'amour. Aucun amour n'est aussi grand que celui-là. Aucune fille au monde ne nous séparera. Tu peux user de tous les charmes que tu as. T'avances à ce jeu, tu as perdu car ce garçon-là, il se trouvait sur mon chemin. Il m'a tendu la main. Souvent le grand amour vient quand on s'y attend loin. Pour ce garçon, je suis la plus belle. Et crois-moi pour toujours. Car je sais qu'il voit avec les yeux de l'amour.
Deliver ourselves from this twisting, torturing evil. We must save our nation from decay and deliver our children from the horrors of perversion. Oh God, deliver us, Americans, from evil.